This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, and this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
We're just going to get after it here. Take me out to the ball game.
Donnie, did you know that Skip Bayless's brother is considered the best Mexican-American chef in America?
Well,
I didn't know he had
maker,
a brother.
Maker of Mexican-American food. He's not Mexican-American. They're not.
Yeah, you're right. Thank you.
The best Mexican-American
cuisine in America. Skip Bayless' brother is world-renowned for it.
Donnie, you should go on YouTube tonight just for a laugh and like type in Rick Bayless, like, you know, any kind of enchiladas or whatever, right? You will see a man who could not be more different in tone and like the way he carries himself than his brother.
He doesn't start arguing about Jordan versus LeBron.
Just calmly and in the most soft-spoken...
Talking about enchiladas.
A man in the most soft-spoken tones imaginable just saying, we're going to cut up some green onions here. This will be delicious. We'll get a shallot. Other than the fact that his last name's Bayless and you've been told he's Skip's brother, and maybe there's a resemblance.
There is definitely a resemblance. Because I saw him on the Food
You'd
Channel.
Be like, what?
I saw him on the Food Channel. I forget what show I was watching way back in the day.
I'm pretty sure they don't speak, by the way.
Really?
I'm pretty sure there's a rift there.
So it's like an Aaron Rodgers with Jordan Rodgers.
I don't know
thing.
If it's that frosty, but I'm pretty sure, like, if I had to guess, Rick isn't exactly proud of
All
Skip.
Right. Let's get. Really?
I think because I'm.
The guy's made millions of dollars.
Probably just sees him
talking about sports.
He's like a clown, though, probably. Widely known for his PBS series, Mexico, One Plate at a Time. He's gotten a Michelin star. What's more impressive, Skip's career in media or a Michelin star?
I honestly think it's Skip. Because of what he's been able to monetize, he took basically like, I'm going to, you know, I'm at all times make the Cowboys out to be the greatest thing of all time, trash LeBron James for anything and everything, and it apparently resonated with enough people where he was making $10 million a year to say the same thing in a different way every day.
So it's basically Rick Bayless has makes the best Mexican traditional Mexican cuisine in the United States of any chef. Skip Bayless essentially invented an entire genre of sports television that many people have actually now come to hate.
Pretty successful family, though. Huh? Wouldn't be bad to be Mr. or Mrs. Bayless. Look at these two
kids.
I think
they're probably dead, if I had to guess. But yes, I would think that they were. Rick went into the family business. They were apparently a restaurateurs and grocers who did local barbecue.
I didn't know that. Anyways, back to George Pickens.
But last thing.
Go ahead.
The irony that Skip Bayless comes from a food-based family and is like famous for eating the same Chinese meal like 5 days a week because he's such a complete psycho about like working out and just consuming as much sports content as he can that he basically looks at the old food as fuel.
Well,
but you like eating nice meals.
Oh, I love food.
You're a foodie. Bayless just shovels in basically the same stuff from the same place because it basically is something he has to do.
Okay, let's go back to what James Palmer, who's the reporter who had this George Pickens story, and he's going to join us in less than 15 minutes. It's not really outlandish from a reporter standpoint to assert, based on circumstances, that George Pickens is not going to get a second contract from the Steelers. I feel like I could say that authoritatively. And even though I've gotten things wrong, like the Brandon Ayuk story, I think people would say, well, I don't know if Pony has great sources on this, but you could infer that that's the situation, that because of the Metcalf trade and the amount of money Metcalf got, it's unlikely that Pickens, especially because of his behavior too, and the owner, I think, being loath to reward that, even though Tomlin sticks up for him at every turn, I think that would actually be a battleground for the owner versus the coach. Makes sense that George would not get lavished with a second contract unless he would take a pretty big hometown discount, which I don't see him doing. The thing that stands out about this report on Pickens that got the, you know, this turned it into a wildfire-like story for Steelers fans is when he said things aren't going well behind the scenes, because that feeds into the social media. Is it detente? I always get that confused. Is there a social media detente, or does that mean things are good?
Detente means things are good. Like, that's when two, like the Cold War, there was some.
So it's gone the opposite of detente. It's not good on social media.
There's more of a schism here, is what you're really looking for. There's a schism.
There's a schism, and it feels like there's a chasm between the two sides as well.
Schism, chasm.
Chasm?
Chasm?
C-H-A-S-M?
Chasm, yeah. Hey, that's all right. I said sovereignty wrong today.
They leave the H out?
Yeah,
can you pronounce that? Okay. There's a chasm between the two sides here. And a schism has absolutely, it seems, taken place if you trust James Palmer here, who formerly worked for the NFL Network and now works for Underdog, which is like this huge burgeoning
media. I'm seeing Underdog Sports everywhere, man. Donnie, if Underdog Sports offered you $150,000 to become one of their new reporters.
See ya.
Yeah.
Just we like to play that game.
But what if you had to move to Fairbanks, Alaska to do it?
Well, the price would have to go up though, because everything costs more in Alaska. Cost
of
living.
You think
very
it's nice this time of year? Are they Fairbanks still in, like,
gets
that darkness.
Okay, Fairbanks.
No,
gets,
it's all light right now.
Fairbanks is beneath the Arctic Circle, so you're not worried about the 30 days a night. I don't think it also gets bizarrely hot there in the interior of Alaska in the summer. It can get to like 90 there. It can also get insanely cold.
He's still giving us the goodbye sign.
See you later.
No, I think if James's Steelers sources are right about this, then I feel like we're the only people. And look, if we're wrong about this, then we'll have to take ownership of being the show that got this wrong. But I feel like we're the only ones who point out, hey, people are saying that this is already potentially bubbling to the surface with George. How are you going to get him on the straight and narrow for 17 games? Especially when you throw in the monkey wrench of Rodgers, who plays favorites with receivers all the time, and you're either inside his click or outside of it. And if you're out of it, he's going to go out of his way to criticize you in his media sessions, and he's not going to be shy about telling the world how he actually feels about you, which is not totally unlike how Ben Roethlisberger would treat some of his guys. So it just feels like this is not going to end well. And it sounds like it's not even like on good terms. Well, before minicamp
that
has even
part of
started.
The Palmer report that it's already going bad behind the scenes, I think, is noteworthy only because, well, specifically because, to whatever degree like we care about social media, and to whatever degree a team's social media account has like a strategy and is trying to do certain things. The Steelers' official Twitter account, at least, was trying to make it seem like things were hunky-dory. You remember that post from a little bit before the draft? They showed Pickens working out, doing route running stuff. They had like the very positive caption. Stuff that just made it, the entire effort there, Pony, was to like create the appearance that like, hey, we're good.
Yeah, I would say
this guy's going to be super motivated. He's just got his head down and he's going and putting in the work.
Yeah, I'm
going
to call that trying too hard.
That was thou doth protest too much.
Yep. That's how I see that.
But just it never stood to reason, or it continues to not stand to reason that a player who we have tried to say, what would a person who was being less emotional and more rational or calculated about their situation, you know, bloodless and businesslike, what would they do? It makes no sense that a guy who has never checked that, but been able to check that box, would suddenly in year four, when now with like a legitimate big time receiver opposite him to actually take targets away, suddenly go, you know what? I've been wrong all these years. I want to help the team. It's going to help me in the long run. Let's do it. Why would the hand be in the pile now?
George Pickens possibly suffering from some hurt feelings, and that's the injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Okay, so James Palmer, the NFL insider, with this story. Things not going well behind the scenes with the Steelers and George Pickens, as Pickens is without a contract and he's going into the last year of his deal and he's only making $3 million in change from the Steelers. And we know he has a tendency to always freak out and blow up when he doesn't get his way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
George Pickens' future with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I didn't see really sold on a trade happening during the draft. There was a lot of rumors about that, and I understand the rumors because his time in Pittsburgh, in a lot of people's minds, is limited, mine included, for several reasons. You don't pay DK Metcalf what you paid him and then pay the other receiver a high caliber salary. You don't make the trade for DK Metcalf, giving up a second, and you're going to end up giving money to the other receiver. It has not gone well behind the scenes at all between George Pickens and the Pittsburgh Steelers and everybody involved.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Those comments went viral. They come from one of the great NFL insiders, Underdog NFL Insider, Bleacher Report, NFL Insider, James Palmer, who joins us right now to talk about this a little bit more. The money quote or comment there was things have not gone well behind the scenes between George Pickens and the Steelers. James, we know George very well, and he is a guy that is mercurial and kind of flies off the handle. So just how bad has it been behind the scenes between these two sides?
Yeah, first off, I agreed video portion of this. I didn't realize I was at soccer games all weekend long watching my son, and I got a bad case of the red face going on here. But,
The sunscreen's a big one, James. Wild. I mean, I always have to pack it and throw it on my head because I'm wearing this hat because I'm bald, so I never forget it. I never forget
Smart
it.
Smart play.
You know, you got to hit like the face mist and just like not even have to think about doing it again.
I know.
And James, we also use the same software for Mark Cabali, so compared to him, basically look like Brad Pitt, so you're okay, pal.
You're awake, too, so you're doing a much better job than Cabali typically does.
I appreciate it, yeah, but bad move by me. Denver, mile closer to the sun. I mean, come on, we got to
And wait a minute, these are kids' soccer games?
Yes.
So wait a minute, what age group are we talking about? Because if it's young enough, that's just swarm ball. It's one kid has the ball and 20 other kids are following that kid around. Very interesting sport at certain ages.
No, we're 12 years old. We had our first header for a goal.
Oh, nice.
Of our career for young Nick Palmer. Yeah, so very stoked about that. He had 5 on Saturday. I'm pretty proud.
Congratulations on all your success.
Tony, can you imagine me heading a soccer ball? I'd deflate the
ball
the thing.
Would break, exactly. All right, James. So where are
Well, let's get down to business here.
Yeah, tell us about the Pickens stuff.
It's funny that this has gone, you mentioned somewhat viral, because to me, all the puzzle pieces kind of just come into play, right? And they come together very easily in my mind from sources I've talked to, from people I've discussed this with, and from what we could all put together, right? So I think there's certain things at play. Obviously, the DK part's a huge part of this. Most teams don't pay 2 receivers. I know we just saw it happen in Cincinnati, but it's just not a norm. And then when you have other avenues that come into this, as well as what's gone on behind the scenes between George Pickens and the rest of the organization, and how this has kind of gone on during his tenure there, I think you compound that with the finances of it, with the way they were looking at receivers. They didn't do it, but looking at receivers in the draft, where money has to go. You got a TJ Watt contract coming around the corner that you want to do, probably happen at some point this summer. Like, the arrows just don't point to a future in Pittsburgh, and I'll just be pretty clear, that's a pretty educated opinion.
If the DEFCON 1 here is he requests a trade publicly, however he might go about doing that, how close do you think the two sides are to having this happen, James?
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past him wanting him to play in 2025. I think that's the other part that I look at this going, you know, are they a better team on the field with George Pickens? Certainly are, right? I mean, I've asked around the league enough about George over the last season, honestly, and there's coaches that are like, talent-wise, and you guys would know this, right? I mean, he's up there, man. Like, he is up there in terms of talent.
When he wants to be, yeah.
Exactly, right? And so there's all these – the point is, right, there's all these other aspects that are in play that come along with it. And so would they be better as a team with him on the field? Certainly. Would they – could he play for them in 2025? I could definitely see it. They could get the comp pick after, you know, the 2025 season and help their pursuit of a quarterback in 2026. But I do think if he makes it public, I do think some teams would be interested. I know some teams were interested around the draft. They didn't really see – you heard that in the clip that I didn't really see a trade happening there. But, you know, there were some teams that came away without receivers in this draft. I mean, the Cowboys were going to pick Tet McMillan at 12 and then ended up not going receiver in that draft. So there's some teams that would be probably interested, mainly also because he's a really talented player still. Coaches always believe when I get him in my building, things will be different, right? That oftentimes happens. And this draft class wasn't outstanding at the receiver position.
NFL insider James Palmer, our guest. The Cowboys thing, we heard different accounts of what happened there, not just the draft facet of it, but also how badly they wanted Pickens. Do you think that it ever got close between the Steelers and Cowboys on a deal, James?
I don't know how close it actually got. I do know that they're looking to do something right now. When I say they're looking to do something right now, they're going over their options, to my understanding. So they could still be looking at him as one of the options. I know that obviously a trade that a lot of people around the league weren't particularly fond of, with the Mingo trade and giving up the 4th that they did this past year. But I know they want to see how that plays out. Obviously, you don't make that trade and then, you know, don't even give it an opportunity to get off the ground, even though people in other buildings were scratching their head at it. But I do think they're looking to add somebody else. I'm not sure how close it actually happened, but I do think they were looking, certainly, and Pickens included, because like that was their dream pick at 12. And then they ended up having to pivot and go guard. And my understanding was, look at these D lines in our division, like Philly, New York, like maybe we try to protect Dak a little bit. Next best option.
James, to what extent from what you're hearing were the Steelers' efforts or any kind of trade interest blunted by the whole, well, if Mike Tomlin can't get this guy to consistently be accountable and be a team player, then what chance do we have of getting him to do that if one of the NFL's best coaches at getting through to guys can't do it?
Yeah, that's a really good point. I actually honestly didn't even think about it from that stance. But you're right. Nobody's better than Mike in kind of handling situations. And that reputation is obviously not just with you guys in Pittsburgh. That's throughout the rest of the league. I do think that could play a small part. But like I mentioned, I do think there's enough coaches out there that would go, okay, does this happen with a lot of receivers? Yes. Is this a trait that is in number one receivers? Certainly. And the talent is there. And when those three things are there, I think you do have a little bit more of an open mind of trying to make it work.
Great NFL insider James Palmer here with us. Do you still believe that it's a lock that Aaron Rodgers is the Steelers quarterback week one this year?
You know, none of us know for sure. And I think we're dealing, and you guys know this, and you probably talk about it on a regular basis, dealing with a player that really doesn't have people. You know what I mean? So there aren't a whole lot of people that do know. He doesn't really have a circle. But I think if you look at, obviously, this is the opinion, not of just my own, but of a number of people I've talked to around the league, executives, GMs, they believe this is going to happen. Yes. They believe the way the Steelers operate. They wouldn't put themselves in a position here to come out of the draft and just get Will Howard towards the end of the draft, which being a Buckeye guy, so very excited about. And you guys got a real one. But I do think the way they went about the draft, we might have handled some things probably inappropriately in the way we have covered this, with kind of saying the draft was somewhat of a deadline, which when you look back at it, it really wasn't. If you look at the way the Steelers' plans were to approach the quarterback position within the draft. And so I do think the patience has played a part in this. I do think the timing has rubbed a couple of people the wrong way, but not enough to really cause huge issues. I would say also, if you look at it from the vantage point of he's had, and we know the severity of the personal issues that he's dealing with, and hopefully everybody's okay and with him and those around him, but what if he would have signed and then these things would have taken precedent back and he would have left for a period of time? Would that have opened up another avenue of questioning that maybe we shouldn't have been having, but obviously we would have? So maybe this is going the way that everybody involved understands it to happen. And at the same time, I know that he has stayed in relatively constant contact with Mike Tomlin. So I do believe there's enough things pointing that Aaron Rodgers would be the quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers, or else it's Mason Rudolph, I guess.
James, to what extent when you talk to like evaluators or just personnel people or just people connected to the league, like what do they think Aaron Rodgers at this point in his career is capable of bringing to the Steelers, or you know, to what degree do they think he's capable of enhancing the Steelers' offense at this juncture?
Yeah, you ask around and there's not a universal consent, right? There's not a consensus on this. I think it depends on the evaluator, obviously. But there's the group that I've talked to that said, go watch a couple of the games towards the back end of the season, and the vision's still there. The mental ability to dissect things early is still there. He still obviously has an arm. You start to see some things come together going, yeah, with some pieces. And I do think with DK, and if George is on the field, him as well, the offensive line that I think is a little bit underrated and probably coming together in a sense. Like, I do think there are definitely people around the league that think he can certainly add to this offense and have it operate at a higher level than it was a season ago. The predictability of it that I was hearing from defensive coordinators when Russell Wilson was running it would essentially, you know, be a little bit gone. There's definitely, I've talked to a coach particularly that was in Green Bay when Matt took over and Aaron was there. Remember, Arthur Smith was there with LaFleur in Nashville. Yep. And there's some carryover system wise. And there are people that believe that carryover between the two and the understanding between the two would make actually an offense operate pretty well with these two guys. I think the conversations are something I'd love to watch. I'm not going to lie. Art's not backing down to anybody. And so I would like to be in the room when they have some battles. But I do think there's plenty of people around the league that think this is a better situation than the one that they were in. There are a number of people, though, that believe that, you know, this is a guy that over the last 2 years hasn't really shown us much and hasn't played like an MVP in what? That's 3-4 years now.
James Palmer with us. You mentioned you're a Buckeye. Do you feel like around the league people are saying the Steelers got a steal in Will Howard in the sixth round, James?
I am. I don't know if everybody else is, but no.
You count technically as somebody around the league. I mean,
yeah, people that I talked to myself when I was
associated with the league. let me just talk to my closest source here, and that's me. And this is a guy that, I mean, during the season, I'll be very blunt. I was like, I feel like Will Howard is always coming up like a second late or an inch short. And then the playoff run happened, and it was like, I mean, he played outstanding, you know, throughout the entire course of the playoffs. I do think it was lower than a lot of people thought, but I do think we always push quarterbacks up, right? I mean, obviously, Shador didn't go where we thought. There were some other guys. Quinn Ewers, a lot of people thought, was going to go way higher than he actually did. I do think there's enough people around the league that believe there are some traits there with the size and the speed that Will has, as well as an NFL arm for sure. And I do think it was a big change for him. I remember when he arrived in Columbus and talked to some people there and how excited he was to work in that Chip Kelly offense. And I think we saw a lot of growth in that year. So why not? Let's see, you know, what he can grow in another year, especially specifically working with a coach that I really respect in Arthur Smith. And I mean, he's not the only guy you guys got, you know, he's not the
Jack
only
Sawyer.
One. You got Jack Sawyer too. Let's go. That guy is a Pittsburgh Steeler, like through and through. Like if you just could picture somebody from Ohio State coming to Pittsburgh, it's Jack Sawyer.
James Palmer, check him out at James Palmer TV on Twitter, Underdog, Bleacher Report, and he got people talking here with his George Pickens scoop. Thank you, James. We appreciate it. We'll do it again sometime.
Sounds good, guys. I got to get some aloe or something going on here, but yeah, I appreciate it. It's the first time I've seen my own face today.
There you go.
Take it easy.
I think he's a good-looking guy. I'm going to just throw that out there. I didn't see...
So now am I supposed to turn this into his version of Garoppolo? Oh, that James Palmer photo. You're a big fan. Think
I saw
handsome.
A handsome guy. I didn't see someone who looked like, you know, his face was beat red like a tomato.
So we have the little monitor in here, and I obviously keep YouTube open just to see what the commenters are saying. And the camera obviously, like, shades your face differently. I did get the sense that there was a out in the sun too long vibe going. That has to be tough in Denver, too, because it's sunny there a lot. It's either snowing randomly.
I don't know
May,
why this is.
Sunny.
I hate putting sunscreen on.
You gotta get
I know
that
you
got to
do it, but I just hate the way it feels on me, the smell of it.
Here's the worst. Here's the bad part. Ugh. The best stuff for you, by all accounts, is that like mineral stuff, you know, like the mineral sunblock, and it leaves the residue. So it's the biggest pain in the ass to put on to get off of your hands, and it's the best stuff.
Join Adam Crowley and True Fan Travel on a once-in-a-lifetime adventure to Ireland when the Black and Gold play across the pond this fall. 5 nights in Dublin that includes tours of Guinness and Jameson, a pregame tailgate party, game tickets, and more. Hotel and air or land-only packages are available. For more info on how you can take over Ireland with Crowley, go to 937thefan.com today. It is time for the Donnie Football Debrief. Our football guy's biggest football topic of the day, and it's brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Don?
The debrief, May 5, 2025. Former Steelers first-round bust, Devin Bush, arrested.
Yeah, not good.
Over the weekend. Simple assault and harassment.
Guessing he just has a house here from when he played for the Steelers and
it's
never
Bell
stole
Acres,
it.
Which is,
or sold it, excuse me.
He's in Bell Acres, which is like the nice part of Sewickley, basically.
Yep.
I think the biggest single-family residence in Pennsylvania is in Bell Acres. In fact, I know it is. It's like 35,000 square feet.
See, that's where I would have predicted Aaron Rodgers ended up. Not out in Robinson like our guy Tony in Greensburg.
Did I tell you that there were more people speculating that he's looking for a cul-de-sac house in Cranberry. He's out checking out cul-de-sacs.
Well, now that he's allegedly married, it makes more sense.
Yeah, he's had the ring on or something at the Derby.
The ring at the Derby, which ticks me off.
They keep saying nobody knows many details about whoever he's with. Isn't it that, like, witch doctor lady, or she says she's a
her
witch?
Her name's Brittany or something like that.
Pardon me?
There's like two or three T's there.
Well, I mean, Brittany normally has two T's.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, so she just, is it like a misspelling?
I honestly think she's thrown a third one in there somewhere. But anyways.
Brittany?
So, you know, hey, you do respect a guy's personal life, but now he's going to start showing up on Millionaire's Row at the Kentucky Derby? Come on, Aaron. If you're going to play for the Steelers, sign the contract and then put everybody out of their misery in terms of having to constantly...
What if he had shown up in a black suit with a gold tie? Or a gold suit with a black tie? That
I wouldn't put it past him to just fuel speculation and mess with people and do that.
He would have been more subtle. He would have worn like a neutral gray suit somehow or whatever with a black tie that had like a slight bit of gold.
What I don't get about this whole affair is why he could not have just said to them, this is my personal life situation. I'm going to sign the contract, but it's going to probably keep me from showing up at voluntary exercises. And unlike with the Jets, when I blew off a mandatory mini camp to go to Egypt, I actually have an excuse now that I'm being upfront with you guys about, that if you want me, I'm going to miss these things. If that's a deal breaker for you, then don't sign me. But if it's not, let's get the 1 year deal done for $10 million. And I probably won't see you until July. And if you're cool with that, then we can proceed forward. But that hasn't happened.
I mean, isn't the simplest answer why hasn't it happened that he just doesn't feel like doing that? I mean, like, I think there's always this idea that there's got to be some deeper meaning.
So he likes leaving them in the lurch, or he actually has...
Doesn't care enough
doesn't
to do
care.
It. I mean, we had
great,
James,
so that's the guy we're going to get in bed with, the guy
James,
that doesn't care.
We had James Palmer just say he's heard that he and Mike Tomlin have been in pretty regular contact. Clearly, it's a level of contact they're comfortable with. If the draft taught us nothing else, it's that they internally seem pretty convinced he's coming here.
I mean, everything I've heard is that all the Steelers players are under the impression that Aaron Rodgers is going to be their quarterback. Like, the team has, I don't know if gone out of its way is the right way of putting it, but they've let those guys know that the expectation is that Aaron Rodgers is going to be their starting quarterback. Because obviously those guys have questions, especially players on the offensive side of the ball and the veteran guys on defense who want to win. What are we doing here? And they've all been told recently, my guess is when they showed up, the guys that have shown up here for voluntary workouts, yeah, Aaron Rodgers is going to be in this building soon.
Yeah, the Aaron Rodgers, that guy. I mean, I thought it was also notable that, you know, we're all like saying this, like, well, if he does show up, then there's hope. James Palmer, basically depends on who you ask. You can kind of ask 10 scouts or 10 personnel people, whatever, people who have opinions inside the NFL. You might get 5-5. He still can be really good. Get him in the right situation, or this is going to be like one of those sticks of dynamite on Looney Tunes.
Rumor has it that he was around Churchill Downs telling everybody he could not to bet on journalism in the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, fake, yeah.
Because journalism's dead.
So there's obviously some sort of clearinghouse for, like, you can't have a horse named F-U. like spelled out, right? You know what I mean? There's got to be obvious horse standards. How has somebody not done fake news as a horse? I'm shocked that
could have easily happened. Just maybe the horse didn't rise to prominence.
My point would be, like, no. Well, do you have... Okay, here's my thing, then. If you have a horse that's really good that you think might qualify, or then another horse does, can't you just change its name? The horse could be, you know, sleep, you know, whatever. One-Eyed Joe beforehand.
I don't think you can.
You can't change horse names?
I think once you give a horse a name, you're locked in.
Is there a horse birth certificate here? What are we talking about?
I think it'd be great if there was a horse that ran at the Meadows called Malsy. Wouldn't that be great?
Why isn't there a horse at the Derby called Thanks for the Time, horse? Can you imagine if there was a well-heeled Pittsburgher who was in the horse racing circuit who loved this show and said, you know what, Pony? Brilliant idea. And Malsy was charging down the home stretch at Churchill Downs next year to win the Derby.
Jason Wirth, the old Philly and National, he's into the horse, thoroughbred horse racing, and he had a horse in the Kentucky Derby. I think that's a missed opportunity by him. I think the name of the horse was Flying Mohawk. I think that he should name his horses after obscure Major League Baseball players.
This horse is Rich Garces. Oh, yeah. That he played with.
Or not even played
with. This horse is Odubel Herrera.
Here comes Howie Kendrick down the stretch.
Here comes David Eckstein.
You know what I mean? Well, he's not that obscure, but you know what I'm saying,
Donnie? Allie Kendrick had a moment.
Don't you think that would be cool? Like if all of a sudden it's like Tom Gorzolani's in this race?
Here comes Chris Rietzma. Here comes Elmer Descens.
There's a horse named Hesop Choi?
They'll be sending Elmer Descens to the glue factory if he doesn't win this one. By the way, Sovereignty, one of your two picks to click, wins. Why aren't you taking a bigger victory lap? You had all those jamokes on Twitter telling you how dumb you are and to pick the other horses because you said Sovereignty would win. Well, looky here.
Because I've been in this business long enough, you don't get credit for the ones you get right. You only get blame for the ones you get wrong. And it's just the life we've chosen, so...
Look at the philosopher. Look at Big Socrates over here. Look at Confucius.
That's what you called
wisdom.
Me this weekend, Donnie. He said, "What's going on here with Socrates?"
You were. I had to text Chris.
There were
like,
people.
What's going on
there
with
were people
guy?
Openly wondering, like, if you were either very intoxicated or like or high, or having some sort of weird like
midlife crisis,
kind of, or just like a like the moments of clarity or something like that. It was strange posting.
Clarity, though, means that like you've undergone some awakening and you're getting things right and you're seeing things
true
the correct way. You think
like
that
you
people
were, no,
honestly feel that way about me?
No, that you're getting things right? No. I thought you were around a bunch of family and you were just reminiscing publicly on Twitter, I guess, about the value of family and not taking time for granted.
Well, I can't break away from my brand of like ripping Mike Tomlin or making sports predictions for 5 minutes to say some...
I think you should create an
deep
alt
things about life.
I think you should create an alt account that's not Sports Pony and just tweet that kind of stuff out and see how many followers it gets. It'll have more than me by the end of the week, Don.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together. Let's drive.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.